I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. For the next few minutes, let's talk about Catalonia, a place we don't often go to on the show. Catalonia is the triangular region in northeast Spain, right along the French border. For centuries, Catalans have been proud about their identity and their territory. In the Middle Ages, it was its own country, and many Catalans would like to have it that way again. So into this fray steps Liz Castro. She's originally from Western Massachusetts, but she ended up falling in love with Catalonia. She married a Catalan and became a key activist in the Catalan independence movement. Liz, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So the obvious question, how does a woman from Western Massachusetts end up fighting for Catalan independence?
That's it's kind of a long story. It starts, my great-grandparents were born in the south of Spain. They didn't know what Catalonia was, but they were very poor. They emigrated to the United States in 1907. And I was always interested in this Spanish culture that was part of my family, just on my dad's side. So I wanted to know about Spanish. And at Berkeley, California, there was a class in Catalan. And I took that class and was interested in the language. And I really wanted to go there and understand why, since most of the people in Catalonia speak both Catalan and Spanish, how do they choose speaking one or the other? What makes that happen? And I moved there in the 80s, and I loved it.
What was it about it that you kind of just like fell into and loved?
Well, there was, first of all, when they found out that I spoke Catalan, they were immediately welcoming. Catalan is like this doorway to the culture and to the people. And everybody's part of, you know, the Human Tower Club or the stick dancing club.
Tower Club. You're going to have to just like explain that real quick.
Well, they create these amazing human towers. They can be as high as 10 stories tall.
Right.
And they it's kind of embody this part of Catalan culture, which is that everybody has a place. Everybody can bring their piece to the project to make this amazing human tower work. And it's not only restricted to the people who are building this crazy thing. You have to Google human towers.
I'm just really curious, the differences between Spanish and Catalan. Like, mm-hmm. I need to go to the barber. How would you say that in Spanish and how would you say it in Catalan?
In Spanish, it's tengo que ir a la peluquería. In Catalan, it's haig d'anar a la peluquería.
Wow.
So it's tengo que ir, haig d'anar. Pretty different. It's there are many words that sound what people from here would consider sound like French.
Right.
Menjar, parlar. Are manger and parler, which are different from Spanish, which are comer and hablar.
So
pretty different.
So make the case for us in English about mm-hmm. why Catalonia should be independent.
Catalonia should be independent. So basically my mission, you know, ever since I've known Catalonia, is to explain it.
Right.
And to translate it. I do a lot of translating into English on Twitter, on social media, on Facebook, and press releases and anything that I can translate so that people outside of Catalonia can know why they should be able to have this right. Why should they be able to have this right? Because they consider themselves to be a people, a nation, and they want, just like, you know, the Americans in before the Revolutionary War, they wanted to feel represented, and they don't.
You've written a book called Many Grains of Sand, a source book of ideas for changing the world, tried and tested in Catalonia. It kind of sounds like a whole earth catalog with a Catalonian point of view. What is the idea of the book?
Well, the book came out of the fact that so much Spanish media tried to act like this whole independence movement was a plot or a manipulation by a right-wing party to control power. And they kept saying it was the president who was brainwashing people. And I knew that it wasn't, that it was actual real Catalan people saying, we want to vote on this. We believe in democracy, and we want to be able to choose our own future. And so what they did was they said, you know, maybe we'll go to Brussels and we'll have a demonstration there. It's a crazy idea to go have a demonstration 1,000 miles from your house. But they did, and they got 10,000 people to go there. And they didn't actually get a lot out of it, except that it helped people realize that there are other people interested in this movement.
Here's one thing that is very Catalonian, is pulled right from your book, and would seem to be a part of your activist toolbox. Cassolada, what is that all about?
Cassolada is actually originated in Chile, cazurolazo. It's banging pots from your windows to express, you know, your desire to do something. And that happened before the November 9th, 2014 referendum, when the Spanish government said, you're not allowed to have a referendum, you're not allowed to have a non-binding poll, you're not allowed to even have a participatory process. And people said, no, we're going to vote anyway, and you can listen to us as we bang our pots. We're going to go and we're going to vote, even if the Spanish government says it's illegal. And they did.
Why is Spain so determined not to let Catalonia be free?
Oh, that is a very good question. I think partly it's pride. I think they feel bad that Catalonia doesn't want to be part of Spain. I think it's a long history of a unitary government. I think it's conquest. You know, they conquered Catalonia and made it part of Spain, and they want to keep it that way. I think it's also an indication of a very young democracy that doesn't really know how democracy works.
Here's the thing, though, especially this year we've seen, and this is a question I've been really dying to ask you, with Brexit and with the Trump candidacy, the world seems to be kind of falling between the globalists and the nationalists. And you're in an even, shall I use this word, balkanized situation where you're looking at the territory of Catalonia, looking for independence. I'm just wondering how it feels right now to be on that side of things.
Well, but it's you know, when we talk about nationalism, I think sometimes we don't realize our own nationalism. Like, what's the difference between nationalism and patriotism? Catalans aren't nationalist in an exclusive way at all. The definition for a Catalan is somebody who lives and works in Catalonia. This is a welcoming people. It's not about keeping people out. It's about choosing your own future.
How do you want to be a part of that future of Catalonia, Liz?
You know, I love living in Catalonia. I love the community and the importance that they put on the connections between people. One of the most remarkable things that I've experienced in the Catalan independence movement was when they did the Catalan Way. The Catalan Way was this human chain, 250 miles long. That's the distance between, more or less, between New York and Washington, D.C.
They like building things with people.
They like building things with, well, that's exactly it. They're people that's based on connecting people.
So what did this chain do?
Oh, it was amazing. So the idea was to create this Catalan Way, this human chain, 400 kilometers long, and to do that, they had to have people sign up online with their first name, their last name, and their ID number. And people were willing to do that. 453,000 people actually signed up.
Wow.
The crazy thing about the human chain was that when we got there, you know, the whole point of it was to attract attention from the world. But when we held each other's hands, 1.5 million people along this chain, I think we really proved to ourselves that we had this mobilizing ability, this organizational capacity, and this, and people were happy. It's not a demonstration where people were yelling and angry and no, like you think of separatists, you know, like the Basque or like whoever, that, you know, have a war. No, these are people who say, this is democracy. I want to have my voice heard. And there's a lot of us and we believe and we're going to make this happen. It was really powerful.
Are you more of an activist for Catalan independence than your husband?
Yes, I am. I am. I don't know why exactly, but I think partly because I do the English translation a lot. I think a lot of it is about being American. You know, I believe in democracy. I believe that, you know, you should be able to vote for things and to decide things by voting. And Spanish democracy is really, it's not the same. For me, it feels like a way to give back to this community that's been so generous to me.
Liz Castro, Massachusetts Catalan activist. I don't think we're ever going to be saying that again on the show. She's also the author of Many Grains of Sand, a source book for ideas for changing the world, tried and tested in Catalonia. Great to meet you, Liz. Thanks for coming in.
Such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to The World.